Welcome back to the Children's Hour. Before the break, we heard Paper Rainbows with Big Balloon. Jimmy's Big Balloon was Dave Rudolph from a CD called Westward Woe. The Balloonist's Prayer was read by Eli Stone, and Big Balloon is Roger Day. Well, a lot about balloons today because we're thinking about balloons on the Children's Hour. Early in October is the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta. It's the largest gathering of hot air balloons in the world. And there's a reason that the Balloon Fiesta happens here in Albuquerque. It's because we have something called the box. It's a set of air currents that essentially allows a balloon to take off up and then going one direction, then another, and eventually they find themselves back in their starting place. It's a pretty cool phenomenon due to our mountains and the way that the air currents come into our city. A lot is happening around Balloon Fiesta here in Albuquerque, like balloon glows at night. It's when the balloons get inflated and they burn the burners to make the envelopes glow, all the colors of the balloons. It's very beautiful. Several years ago, one of the kids on our crew, Jenna Ritchie, got to ride in a special shaped balloon during the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta, and she made a little audio journey of what that was like. Take a listen.
Balloons are inflating everywhere around me, like huge bubbles just popping up.
I will try to make it in English.
I'm here with Lucien Desbiens, and you're the pilot of Pico?
Yes, I am the pilot of Pico from Saint-Jean-sur-Richelieu.
And Valérie told me that you are the organizer for the event in Quebec.
Yeah, you're right. I am the Balloonmeister in Saint-Jean-sur-Richelieu.
And what do you do as the Balloonmeister?
We decide, is it flyable or not? We give information to the pilot and they take the decision after we tell them it's flyable. But it's always a pilot decision to fly or not.
So what's your favorite thing about ballooning?
Oh, to meet people and to show them the balloon and talk around the balloon with the people.
We're now up in the air. We just took off. We are, comment dit-on, qu'est-ce que tu...
Décollé. We are in the air, nous sommes décollés.
Nous sommes décollés, and there's balloons spread out all over the city, but we are in the air, and it feels like he said, we're in an elevator, but it's really weightless in the sky. It's really awesome. We hear the sound of the burner as it takes us up higher into the sky, but other than that, it's just perfectly silent up here. Valérie and Lucien just dropped us off after having a wonderfully easy landing. So this is Jenna Ritchie signing off. I just had my second balloon flight in my life, and it was wonderful. C'était fantastique.
Any way the wind blows, that's where you'll find me. 'Cause I ain't holding on to nothing. Look for me when the rain goes, the clouds are all behind me. And you'll hear the birds as they sing. Donde va el viento, ahí me encontrarás, pues no estoy aferrado a nada. Búscame tras la lluvia, las nubes atrás de mí. Escucharás las aves cantando. Clouds are all behind me. estoy aferrado a nada. Búscame tras la lluvia, las nubes detrás de mí. Escucharás las aves cantando.
Hot air balloon, patterned, loud, glows in darkness. I feel so low, air fills a cloth.
I want a balloon, a loon, a loon that I can tie a ribbon to, and my balloon, a loon, a loon can drift away. And I expect it very soon that my balloon, a loon, a loon will be floating in the skies of Mandalay. Let's go walking in the green, green grass. Let's go down to the park. Swinging on the swings, sliding on the slide. We won't come home till dark. You can throw the ball to Peter, he can throw the ball to me. Then I'll turn around and throw it back to you. Then just to make it perfect as a perfect day can be, there is something that I want so much to do. I want a balloon, a loon, a loon that I can tie a ribbon to, and my balloon, a loon, a loon can drift away. And I expect it very soon that my balloon, a loon, a loon will be floating in the skies of Mandalay. Let's have a party in the old treehouse. Let's have toast and jam. Let's all dress in our parents' old clothes. Let's have cheese and ham. We'll pretend that we're deserted in the jungle, where the animals are coming very soon. And the only hope of rescue is to ride an SOS and tie it to a balloon, a loon, a loon. I want a balloon, a loon, a loon that I can tie a ribbon to, and my balloon, a loon, a loon can drift away. And I expect it very soon that my balloon, a loon, a loon will be floating in the skies of Mandalay. Expect it very soon that my balloon, a loon, a loon will be floating in the skies of Mandalay.
Balloon, a loon, a loon is Tom Paxton. And before that, you heard a little cinquain done years ago on the Children's Hour. That was Jessica with her cinquain on balloons. And then before that, you heard Seth Hoffman with Anyway the Wind Blows, a song about hot air ballooning. Well, we're now going to hear how hot air balloons have inspired a young composer. His name is Evan Dates, and the Children's Hour was given the opportunity to record and air the world premiere of his symphony called A Balloon's Breath. I asked Evan to introduce the piece for us.
Hi, I'm Evan Dates, a cellist and composer. I've been composing for 5 years, since I was seven. I'm 12 now, and I wrote this composition, A Balloon's Breath, when I was 11. The inspiration for A Balloon's Breath, I feel, was seeing and hearing all of the hot air balloons floating around the sky, especially during Albuquerque's Balloon Fiesta. If you've never heard a hot air balloon before, when they go overhead, they make a sort of whooshing sound. It's the sound of the fire heating the air in the balloon, which makes it rise. In A Balloon's Breath, I represent this with the cellists and bassists blowing into the F holes of their instruments, which, if you don't know, are holes carved into their instruments to help with sound projection.
Evan, we're about to hear a balloon's breath being performed by professional musicians at an event that's called Chatter in Santa Fe, New Mexico. You got to be part of the performance. How was it for you having your own composition be performed by professional musicians?
It was a whole different experience playing with a professional orchestra. I've played with youth and school orchestras, but nothing compared to this experience. I wrote A Balloon's Breath for my school strings group, and that premiere was exciting, but performing it with professional musicians at Chatter was just amazing.
Thank you.
That's a balloon's breath. Performed by Chatter in Santa Fe, conducted by David Felberg. Many thanks to all the musicians who made this possible. Sitting in with them was composer 12-year-old Evan Dates. We've got a lot more about balloons coming up. This is Davey Kay.
Let's go for a ride in a hot air balloon. The skies are clear and the winds are calm and the sun is shining bright. I always wanted to be so high up in the sky. So let's go for a ride in a hot air balloon. We'll get some friends together and go to the field where we'll see the huge balloon flat on the ground. We'll use a giant fan to fill it up with air and soon it will sun is shining bright. I always wanted to be so high up in the sky. So let's go for a ride in a hot air balloon. Turn on the fire once the balloon starts to inflate. The hot air is what causes it to rise. Hop in the basket, there's room for everyone. Quick, we're taking to the skies. Everything looks so small down there, all the way up here in the air. Turn around, look over your shoulder, you can see the next town over. Rivers, mountains, acres of trees, birds flying high, riding the breeze. All around there's so much to see. Let's go for a ride in a hot air balloon.
To the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is now producing weekly educational modules to go with every episode, thanks to a grant from the Albuquerque Community Foundation. You can support this effort too. Go to childrenshour.org and click donate. The Children's Hour is grateful to the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico, for hosting our recordings. Many thanks to New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and the National Endowment for the Arts for their support of the Children's Hour. The Children's Hour is grateful to the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund for their support.